Hi there, church family. Guess who? Yeah, you got it. Man, it seems like forever since we have communicated with each other. Mary Louise and I are at home battling this coronavirus. This is day number 19 for us. And I want to tell you, this is really, really bad stuff. We appreciate so much all of the calls and the notes and the well wishes and the prayers that have come our way. You can't imagine what a difference it's made. I also want to thank all of you who have been involved in keeping that outfit going. Amy, and all of the church leadership in putting together worship services. Shirley has been a stalwart at her desk and keeping me notified of what's going on. And, of course, our food ministry. Y'all are the heroes of Montgomery County. This journey for us started, like I said, 19 days ago on a Saturday morning, very early. Mary Louise woke up, and she woke me telling me that she was feeling very ill and she was afraid she needed to go to the ER. And I have known Mary Louise and her lung stuff for so long that when she speaks with authority about her own well-being. So we got dressed and went to the ER that Saturday morning. About noon, I got a call from her. Of course, they wouldn't let me in the ER at all, saying that she had been tested COVID positive and would be sent home and with medicine, and we would take it from there. So that's where our journey began. For this 19 days, our sole objective has been to keep our vitals at a point that they would not make us be put back in the hospital. And that's where we are today. I wish I could tell you that we were a lot better this day, 19 days in, but we're not. But we're not worse either. So our job is to hang in there and keep our oxygen levels and our pulse rate and all of the vitals at acceptable levels. But I just wanted to take a few minutes to connect with you. I think this is the longest in the past, going on 6.5, 7 years, that we have not been in contact with each other. Now, I got to warn you, I don't have any words of wisdom to lay down on you, or a scripture lesson or a Sunday school lesson. I just wanted to check in with you and tell you how much we love you and we miss you. I don't know when we will be through this. It looks like, in reading the data, that people that are in our shape now, which are showing signs of COVID that are on the moderate to serious level, that we've probably still got another weeks, not days, to slug through this. But with your thoughts and prayers, I assure you we will get through it. And sometime in the next weeks or months, we will be back together as a congregation. And now that the vaccine has started its trek around the world, it is my estimation that we will be worshiping together this spring at some point, and perhaps we can celebrate Lent and Easter together in our sanctuary. That's my prayer. You know, on second thought, I think I do want to lay down a little pastoral wisdom and advice on you. You know, all of us during this COVID pandemic have those whom we know and love who are ill or who are dealing with family members who are seriously ill, and we want so much to do something to offer help, to spread cheer, to give them advice. You know, we as human beings, by definition, we are fixers and doers, and we want to fix things for people. Sometimes that's just not possible. I would offer this to you. When you are communicating with someone who is dealing with COVID, don't offer unasked for medical advice. They've probably gotten a whole bunch of it from different areas. All you need to do is tell them, number one, that you love them, and number two, that you are praying for their well-being. That's what they need to hear. Of course, it's always appropriate to offer any help that you can. You know, at the end of your communication with them, say, if there is anything I can do or anything you need that I can provide, please let me know. And the most important thing you can keep doing in this pandemic is to keep following all of the COVID guidelines. Wear your mask all the time. Keep washing your hands. Keep them disinfected. Keep a safe distance between you and others. Do all of those things that we know to do. You know, I'll be honest with you, Mary Louise and I have been really good at that. But in looking back over the last probably month or so, we may have let up a little bit. We may have gone to a grandchild's basketball game when probably we shouldn't have. We may have been out and closer to people than we should have. We may have done a few things that were probably not as wise in keeping us safe. And so I know that everyone is getting so tired of this COVID response, but we must keep it up until the vaccination response has a chance to kick in. Well, about now, I can tell I've talked way too much and I'm running out of breath, and I think I'm going to sign off now. I look forward to being with you soon. I will check in from time to time to see how you're doing. Now, may God bless and keep each one of you.